There was a donation made earlier this week, or the announcement of a donation from the Canadian Medical Association Foundation. They're going to help people who are struggling with the impact of COVID-19. Two free public Wi-Fi areas have been established, or they will be, in Victoria Park and Bannerman Park. So this is all to help marginalized members of society, but free Wi-Fi means something different to everyone. As you'll hear now, I took to Bannerman Park to ask people what they think about it.
How old are you?
15.
Would you like to have free Wi-Fi here?
Yeah, because I can Snapchat girls.
Are you Snapchatting girls?
Some.
Yeah. But you wouldn't Snapchat them now because there's no Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I can't Snapchat them.
So what about you? Would you like to have free Wi-Fi here?
Because then you can listen to music.
There you go. And Snapchat.
Yeah, and Snapchat girls.
I don't need Wi-Fi for music.
So they're going to bring free Wi-Fi to the park. Are you excited about that?
That's perfect. That's great. Yeah, music's the big one.
Oh, I think it's excellent, especially for all the tourism and especially the local community. I think it's a great idea.
And I guess it's good for people who, you know, wouldn't have access to the internet, too.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. They can come here, chill out with their friends and have fun. If they need to contact people, they can just tap on their phone. Good to go.
And it's here in Victoria Park. Do you think it should be in other parks?
Maybe all parks. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, I think it's fabulous and they should go for it.
Part of me is like, yes. And then part of me is like, I like coming to the park because then I don't have to be on my phone.
Mm-hmm. That's what my co-host said. He's like, yeah. When I come down to Bannerman, I turn off my phone.
Yeah, but you will love it because you just lost your internet.
Yeah, I just lost my internet. So, I mean, there is a cafe down the street.
This is exactly what it's for people who wouldn't regularly have access to the internet. So you're exactly who I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it would be cool if, you know, if they did like a film screening or used it effectively, it might make it easier for people to like not feel obligated to like purchase something at a cafe, and they can have free access without, you know, the stress of money or anything. But yeah, I don't know. I also think it's nice for people to disconnect and not have that pressure. So
do you think it should be at every park in the city?
No, I definitely don't think so. I think it's important to have those spaces. People can connect to Wi-Fi anywhere. I think we need more spaces where it's just not accessible. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Free Wi-Fi would allow people to work outside more, right?
In the park.
In the park. Yeah.
Do you think it should be everywhere?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wi-Fi is like now essential, so it should be freely accessible to all.
There are people who really depend on free Wi-Fi, and with a lot of locations like that used to be able to go in and sit down and use their Wi-Fi are not open now. So if you're homeless or you don't have access to your own internet, how do you do that now? And I think Bannerman Park's really centrally located. I think it would, so is Victoria Park. Yeah. So I think that would make it a lot very accessible to some vulnerable populations.
Exactly the mindset that the city has put out there, saying that it will help marginalized people. Do you think that it should have happened sooner?
I think it's great that it's happening at all.
Would it be a draw for you to come to the park Wi-Fi?
Yeah, definitely, because then you can sit down outside and get some work done with some really nice shade, especially because I don't like about working outside is being in the sun.